Good afternoon. This is WCAI. I'm Steve Junker. You may have heard that the Weather Channel has named this storm Janus, or that it's being caused by bombogenesis. WCAI science editor Dr. Heather Goldstone started wondering if media coverage of winter storms has gotten out of control. So she did some asking around, and she's here now to tell us what she found out. Hi, Heather.
Good afternoon.
So, Heather, bombogenesis, is it a real term, and what does it mean?
Well, it is a real term, but it's kind of slang. It's not an official technical term, and basically, it's a term that meteorologists use for a storm that rapidly intensifies when the pressure drops very, very quickly.
And what about polar vortex?
Yeah, that's the other one that's been hanging around the past few weeks. That one actually is a technical term, also has been around for decades, and refers to the winds that basically circle the poles and typically hold cold air in place there.
So we haven't heard these terms before until this year, it seems like. What's changed?
Well, you know, I think there's a pervasive sense, no scientific studies to support this, but basically what has changed is the internet and social media. I talked with Dr. Jeff Masters. He's the founder of Weather Underground, and I think he's a particularly good person to address this question because he's been sharing weather information on the internet literally since before there was an internet. And here's what he had to say has changed.
Polar vortex, bombogenesis, I've been using those terms for decades. And now people get to see meteorologists using those. So there's more access to what experts are thinking. So the media is latched on to some of these more technical terms that have been out there forever, and they're making their way into the media.
Okay, but social media has been around now for 5 or 10 years. Polar vortex and bombogenesis are just appearing. What has changed? Why now?
Again, no scientific data, but both Jeff Masters and Chris Vaccaro, who's the director of public affairs for the National Weather Service, point to a confluence of social media and extreme weather. So since 2010, we've seen a rise in extreme events, floods, droughts, winter storms, tornadoes, hurricanes, you name it. And that's really put extreme weather at the front of people's minds. So that gets them talking about it on social media. That offers an opportunity for reporters, meteorologists, weather buffs to start explaining it. And then social media lets it spread that much faster. Chris Vaccaro compares it essentially to the introduction of the term El Nino.
Back in the 1980s and 90s, El Nino wasn't really well known. But after a series of very wet storms brought a lot of flooding and mudslides to California, then, that severe El Nino season introduced El Nino into everyone's vocabulary.
So now I want to ask you about the other big terminology that we've been hearing recently. What about naming winter storms?
Ah, yes. And that one seems to really get people going. So first of all, it's the Weather Channel naming the storms, not the National Weather Service. So they're not official. They're not like hurricane names in that regard. And personally, I'm kind of two minds about the names. The Weather Channel, as you alluded to, has named this one Janus, the Roman god of beginnings and transitions. The last one was Hercules. And personally, I think naming storms after mythological figures is maybe a bit heavy-handed. But on the other hand, having a name certainly makes it easier to talk and to tweet about these storms. And that's the appeal.
So it sounds like maybe there's more to this than just the hype, after all.
Yeah, you know, obviously having the names is something that the Weather Channel has come up with that makes it easier to maybe even promote these. But everyone I've talked to has said essentially the same thing, that some of the nicknames, the hashtags, the Snowmageddon kinds of things that we saw on Twitter last year, maybe a bit silly, but that there's been very little, if anything, that has risen to the level of actual hype, not inflating forecasts and that kind of thing to pull people in. And that if names and gimmicks are what it takes to get people talking about the science of climate and weather, then so be it.
WCAI science editor Heather Goldstone. Thanks, Heather.
My pleasure.